Archibald, now blew an opportunity to assure me that I was really smart and this would never happen, I didn't mind. After my rough conversation with Tullia 6 weeks ago, I was spending less time agonizing and more time trying to get things accomplished. "There are some opportunities," I told him, "making the instruments on the Starhenge work the way they're supposed to."
"Those opportunities would be much brighter if you, in fact, had access to the Starhenge," he pointed out.
It was safe for him to talk this way since we were sloshing through leaves and no one was near us, unless Sor Trestinus was hiding in a leaf pile with a hand cupped to her ear. I stopped and raised my chin.
"Are you expecting an inquisitor to fall out of a tree?" Archibald asked me.
"No, just looking at it," I said, referring to the Starhenge. From here, on this little rise, we had a good view of it. But nestled as we were in the coppice, we'd be difficult to make out from the minster, and so I felt comfortable taking a long look. The twin telescopes of Sons Mithra and Mylax were in the same position where they had rested during the 3 months or so we'd been locked out, slewed around to aim at the northern sky. I was thinking that if Orlo was using the M&M to look at something they didn't want him to see, then we might get some clues from where he pointed it the last day he had access to it. Maybe he even took some pictures that night, yet to be seen.
"Can you draw any conclusions from where the M&M is pointed now?" Archibald asked.
Only that Orlo wanted to look at something above the pole.
"And what is above the pole, other than the pole star?"
"That's just it," I said. "Nothing."
"What do you mean? There must be something."
"But it messes up my hypothesis."
"What, pray tell, is that? And can you explain it as we walk toward a place that is warm and has food?"
I started moving my feet again and talked to the back of Archibald's head as I let him break trail through the leaves. I had been guessing it was a rock.
"Meaning an asteroid," he said.
"Yeah, but rocks don't come over the pole."
"How can you say such a thing? Don't they come from all directions?"
"Yeah, but they mostly have low inclinations. They are in the same plane as the planets, so you'd look near the ecliptic, which is what we call that plane."
"But that is a statistical argument," he pointed out. "It could simply be an unusual rock."
"It fails the Steelyard."
"Saint Gardin's Steelyard is a useful guideline. All sorts of real things fail it," Archibald pointed out, "including you and me."